553-9922.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is a radio message.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls on the internet, coast to coast in the U.S. and around the world, welcome to That's the Way It Is Radio. Tackling the issues that the Conan O'Briens of this world are just too damn scared to touch. And now, here's your host, N.D.W., a.k.a. Norris Wiggins.
Hello, and thank you again for... Thank you again. Hello, hello, hello. Am I on? All right. I just don't see anything up here on the board telling me that I'm on. Intuition. But I guess I am on and in effect. Here we go. Got the red light right now. Hello again and welcome to another edition of That's the Way It Is Radio. I am your host, NDW, a.k.a. Norris Wiggins. Let me tell you, we have a good show lined up for you today. We have a great special guest songwriter, Gordon Chambers, is going to be on the show with us this evening, talking about his new venture as a singer as he's promoting his new CD. You all know Gordon Chambers because you know a lot of the music that he made working with artists like Anita Baker, created the song I Apologize, and Angie Stone, and just so forth and so on. He's just worked with many of them, such as with Whitney Houston as well. He's going to be on the show with us. You don't want to miss that interview with him on That's the Way It Is Radio today. Wanted to send a shout out there. All of you out there that's been tuning in with us each week, want to thank you so much. We took a little hiatus about a couple of weeks last week and the week before. We were having some technical problems with the show, so we stepped off for a minute. But we are back in effect again this week, and we're looking to start things and keep it going for you. But we want to thank you all for continuing to tune in with us. That's the Way It Is Radio here. Oh, man. And last but not least, a lot of things are happening. I think just over the weekend, Washington, D.C. last weekend had a tornado situation just kind of hit through Washington, D.C. I don't know what's going on with the weather, but, you know, somebody got to tell me, you know, because we're having some strange incidents. I was here in Washington, D.C., never thought it. I don't know anyone that ever said, well, this happened. We had an earthquake here. Of all things, an earthquake in Washington, D.C. That's like... I got back here in 2010, and it was an earthquake in August. Then the following year in 2011, in like May, another earthquake kind of hit and shake things up here. You know, we're not L.A. We're not on the West Coast, so something's up. I don't know exactly what happened. But don't you all go away. Stay tuned. We got that and a lot much more right here on this edition of That's the Way It Is Radio. Go ahead and take us away. You got Intuition. That's my son in the background.
Intuition.
Where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless. Stop, man. I adopted
these niggas, so I'm coming in. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bin. Last week I was in my other bin. So your time is up, cause we in it, yeah. Another game.
Photo shoot fresh, looking like wealth. I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Flee in the G450, I might surf it. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything's for sale. Got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walk, I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow is never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses and curses. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabana. Viva Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes, with no benefits, not bad, huh? For some immigrants, build your fences, we digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you?
Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach bumper stickery, what we're overdue? Jay is chilling, yay is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up, before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lanes. Lord, please let them accept the things they can't change. And pray that all of their pain be champagne.
Today, about 1 in 5 Americans is living with a disability. Over 50 million people, including many of our friends and neighbors, teachers and co-workers, heroes and leaders. 20 years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act guaranteed every person the right to live, work, and participate fully in the American experience. We've come a long way since then, and we are committed to making even more progress in the years ahead. Visit disability.gov to see how you can help.
The name's Gordon Chambers. Like I said, if you don't know the name, you definitely know the products that he's done. Right here on That's the Way It Is Radio, you're in tune to the show. I'm your host, NDW, a.k.a. Norris Weekend. Here's one of the songs done by, written by Gordon Chambers, performed by Angie Stone. I know you know this.
Someone Cool. do not have to die, but they do.
25,000 children every day.
They die for reasons we can prevent.
Like not getting enough food or medicine.
Or clean, safe water to drink.
They do not have to die.
But they do.
25,000 children.
25,000 children.
25,000 children every day.
They die because they are young and vulnerable.
They die because through no fault of their own, they're poor.
They die because they suffer in the shadows.
Their pain unseen by the rest of the world.
They do not have to die.
They don't have to die.
But they do.
25,000 children.
25,000 children.
Every day.
My name is Joel Madden.
My name is Mia Farrow.
My name is Neil.
My name is Lawrence Fishburne, and I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
Believe.
My name is Lucy Liu, and I believe that number should be zero. Believe in zero.
Join the effort. Visit ibelieveinzero.org.
We talked about it at the early of the hour. I told you we had a special guest on the show this evening. His name is Gordon Chambers, singer, songwriter, producer, and recording artist himself. He is no stranger to the music industry, of course. He has, as I told you early on, has been responsible with some of the successful songs, as you just heard, written Apologize for Anita Baker, worked with, man, countless of artists out there. As I said, Anita Baker, I Apologize, did Brownstone Grammy Award winning. He was nominated for that writing of that song, If You Love Me. Angie Stone, No More Rain, which you heard that at the top of the hour. He was Grammy nominated for the theme in the movie Set It Off. The song at the end of the movie, which was a very touching song, I really love that. This song was performed by Brandy, Tamir, Gladys Knight, Chaka Khan, called Missing You. This man has worked with some of the best, and I mean all of the best. And he is among, I had the opportunity of seeing him in Washington, D.C. perform. He did an outstanding job. So he's done so much for so many other people, and it's great now to see him doing it for himself. We have him right here live on That's the Way It Is Radio. We want to get right into that. And I got on the line with me right now Mr. Gordon Chambers. Gordon, welcome to That's the Way It Is Radio. Brother, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Thank you so much, man, for taking your time out, coming here, and, you know, just to kind of talk and address our audience, man. These songs, man, that you've written, I'm just going to talk about some past stuff because you've got some current stuff going on right now. But I want to just touch in that past stuff. It's Angie Stone, working with her, that song No More Rain, top piece. Tell us what it's like working with Angie Stone, man, getting that piece together. Where did the inspiration come from that?
Angie has always been a friend of mine, you know, we've known each other for a long time. She's always been just a lot of fun and a very encouraging person. So, you know, she called me very casually, you know, just like, hey, I'm in the studio. You know, I need help with, you know, finishing up the bridge of this tune. And then, you know, I went in there and her A&R person, you know, Peter Edge also was like, okay, you know, Angie, this is a little help. And I was like, sure, anything for Angie. Had no idea, you know, the song would become like this worldwide hit. You know, it was more like just helping a friend out.
You've been out there, you've been writing songs, man. I mean, people write, but not everyone write songs that really, you know, get the airplay, get nominated for a Grammy. That's not an everyday thing. How did you get your inspiration in writing your songs? Because you're writing hits. Where does that inspiration come from? What drives Gordon Chambers?
I mean, I love great music. So, I mean, growing up, my parents, you know, collected records, and, you know, it was in the 70s, so it was, you know, the golden era of some of the best R&B ever made, you know, the Stevie Wonders, the Chaka Khans, the Roberta Flack, the Gladys Knights, you know, the Donny Hathaway. So my parents, you know, collected, you know, that music, and they played it, and I loved it and was very drawn to it. So from the time I was a child, you know, I was writing songs just almost as a childhood hobby. It was just my way of trying to add to the canon of what I thought was just, you know, beautiful and great music. So to me, it was almost like having a conversation with the masters.
That's great. That's a great way of putting it. Now, you were writing the music and putting it for other artists to perform. that started to change for you? What caused that change? Where you started to perform what you were writing, you started to become the performer.
Well, as a child, I was performed. I mean, I was in the school band, and you know, from the age of 7 and 8 years old, so performing was always something that was very natural to me. You know, it was something I'd always done all my life. And then, you know, what happened was I blew up as a songwriter, became sort of this, you know, famous or semi-famous songwriter, and then my life became this, you know, very busy and always in the studio with other artists, which I enjoyed that because I loved being a musician, but after a while I missed performing, which was something that was as natural to me as my childhood, and I realized that, you know, I had blown up in one area, which made me, which was amazing, but it also took me away from something that I had done, you know, for free as a child. So it was kind of like just a returning to coming home, basically. Like, you know, becoming a performer again was very natural. It was like just coming back to something that was second nature to me.
Right. Well, Gordon, your performance is outstanding. I mean, you know, watching you on that stage here in Washington, D.C., you're really very personable with your audience.
Thanks.
No, seeing that firsthand, I really, really enjoyed it. And anybody, and any listeners out there hearing Gordon Chambers coming into your city, hear that name, you definitely want to go, because you will be entertained. Your band,
thank you,
man. Your band is awesome. I mean,
thanks a lot.
How much? I mean, to get this perfected the way you are, you guys put your time in rehearsal for sure. I'm sure.
Well, you know, I'm mean. You know, I'm, you know, when I rehearse a band, I am no joke. You know, I'm a taskmaster. You know, I give, as you've notated, I give my very best to an audience. So I require, you know, my musicians to give their very best, because I'm not asking anything of them that I'm not willing to give myself. So, you know, luckily living in New York City, I'm amongst the best of the best. I mean, the very best musicians, you know, the best music schools, they come to New York City to live, and, you know, it's not hard to meet them. You know, you go to the jam sessions and you hang out, you know, it's the community, if you know where to hang out and you're in the know, you meet them, and you, word of mouth, you meet one and you meet the others, and, you know, you develop a relationship. But when I rehearse a band, I mean, I'm thorough. I am a nice guy, but I'm to hang out with, but I'm serious about my music. You know what I mean? I'm serious about what I present to the audience, because I don't take it lightly, you know, that audience either takes their, you know, time or their money to spend, you know, with you, and they demand, they deserve the very best.
Exactly. I agree with that 100%. And you give that to them. You put on a show, you entertain for them. You know, when they come in there, especially when they take their time out, and they could have been doing so many other things, they stop because they want to come and see you.
Totally.
So that's a very grateful and humble approach, Gordon, the way that you do that. Listen, Gordon, we're going to go ahead and go to a break real quick. We're going to come back and talk about your current projects on that. You guys, don't go away. Stay with us. We got Gordon Chambers here on That's the Way It Is Radio, songwriter, producer, all-around entertainer. He's right here. So don't you all go nowhere. And Gordon, this one goes out to you, because you're back and you're getting up off that thing. You gave it to everybody else. Now you're doing it on your own.
Thank you, sir.
Get up off of that thing and shake the juice, feel better. Get up off of that thing and shake the juice.
Today, about 1 in 5 Americans is living with a disability. Over 50 million people, including many of our friends and neighbors, teachers and co-workers, heroes and leaders. 20 years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act guaranteed every person the right to live, work, and participate fully in the American experience. We've come a long way since then, and we are committed to making even more progress in the years ahead. Visit disability.gov to see how you can help.
Okay, again, you're tuned to That's the Way It Is Radio. I'm your host, NDW, a.k.a. Norris Wiggins. Tell you, we got on the air with us Gordon Chambers with us right here. He's talked to us about his past songs that he's done that you are well aware of. Angie Stone, No More Rain, Apologize with Anita Baker, and the list just goes on. Gordon, before we even move into the current right now, tell us about some of the other artists that you've worked with. I know, and I know some of my listeners know too, but one thing that we really don't know is how was it working with them? I mean, you worked with the late, great Whitney Houston. Tell us about that, for starters. What was that like?
Whitney was a very, really, really sweet person, very genuine, very warm, very funny, you know, hilarious. I mean, somebody who always loved to laugh, very, very vibrant personality, and just sweet, you know, very kind, very, very encouraging. Really, I always felt, even from afar, you know, growing up, because I'm from New Jersey, from Teaneck, New Jersey, not terribly far from Newark, where she is from. I always felt, you know, watching her success grow, you know, up in the industry, that she was, I felt like she was a big sister, and the very day that I first met her, which was even years before I worked with her, she had that warmth about her spirit that was like a sister. I miss her very much, and I'm just honored, you know, that I got a chance to work with her, and that, you know, the person that I adored and loved and admired from afar was as warm and was as real and was as radiant and as beautiful and up close and personal as she was, you know.
What I thought was very touchy, Gordon, like in your show, you go through and you kind of like really share with the audience how you introduce how it was working with this artist, and then, you know, you talk about the experience and then say that artist was, you know, and you'll say their name, and, you know, it's like you bring us into the studio with you guys as you kind of, you know, talk about your experience and that song that you know, that was created from that union. Just the way you put it together, man. I mean, it's classy.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
I got a song I do want to play that's in your list, and I love the title. Let me see. I can't love you if you don't love yourself.
If you don't love you. I can't love you if you don't love you.
I can't love you if you don't love you. That's from your latest CD, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It certainly is.
Can we play that right now? I want to share that with the listening audience. And then after we come off of that, I want to talk about that song, because that title, man, there's a lot to that. And I'm dying for you guys to hear this. Check this out. This is something new from Gordon Chambers. Why don't you introduce us, Gordon?
This is Gordon Chambers playing from my newest album, Sincere, a very sincere song, and it's called I Can't Love You If You Don't Love You. Something very provocative, very enlightening, and very inspiring. Enjoy.
And bracelets, and I could fly you too far away, exotic places. I'll do whatever I have to do to keep a smile right on your face. But when I'm not around, remember when you're staring through the mirror, mirror, that baby, I can't love you if you don't love.
I'm your host, NDW, a.k.a. Norris Wiggins, and right here with us, Gordon Chambers. Gordon Chambers, another hit, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
I can't love you if you can't love you. Listen to that title, man. That's real. And the person really think about it, how many of us walking around here doing the ain't loving ourselves?
Yeah.
And if you don't love you, how can... Gordon, you haven't been through some relationship stuff, man. Nobody writes something like this here. You had to feel some pain. You can't write like this if you ain't suffering.
Things, you live, you learn, you love. You know, joy and pain, sunshine and rain, as Frankie Beverly put it. So, you know, but I don't regret, you know, any of the hardships. You know, the longer you live, you know, sometimes it's the more you experience, the more bitter, the more sweet, you know, the full totality of all the emotions you experience. But I don't regret it because, you know, you get stronger, you get wiser, you learn how to survive even the hardships that you encounter, you know, people can look at you and, you know, and when you've been enough somebody who's lived and accomplished, you know, great things, people can look at your life and, you know, and be in awe or be in envy and assume that it's all been easy. But, you know, sometimes all that glitters is not gold, and sometimes there's much more than meets the eye. You know, even sometimes, you know, if you've lived a life, you know, entertaining, you know, writing for millions and entertaining, you know, mm-hmm. for millions, it can still be, you know, a lonelier existence, and people, you know, can even realize when the camera's off. Right. But like I said, I don't regret any of it because, you know, I've become stronger, I've become wiser, and I've learned, you know, who I am and what I've made of, and I've grown closer to my creator, and I have even more depth and more, you know, humanity to share, you know, with my music or even just in interactions, even just in conversations with people, even just walking down, you know, down the street, even with friends or even with strangers. So it's life is a journey, and you have, the more you experience it, the more you have to share.
Your music, it ministers. It definitely ministers. There's healing in it. That's what it does. You have another one that you did with Letticy, To Love Again?
Yes.
That song there, I mean, talk me a little bit about that song with Letticy, To Love Again, that title. Where'd you even come with the title? That's on the new CD, is that right? That's on the new CD.
No, that's on my, you know, sophomore CD called Love Stories. So that's on the second album. I mean, they're all new CDs, because for those who are just learning about me and just being exposed to me, you know, thanks to programs like your show, which, you know, expose new talent, then it's still new, you know. But that's On to Love Again. I mean, that was just, you know, it's a real anthem. It's a real love anthem. It's a real true anthem for single people, you know, men and women. I mean, women, of course, you know, are quicker to admit that they want a love anthem, but I think it's equally inspirational to both, you know, sexes, both genders rather. But it's a beautiful duet, you know. I just, you know, growing up, I loved duets. You know, like I said, like growing up in the 70s, some of the most beautiful music that I heard were the duets. I mean, you know, just the amazing duets. You know, Donny Hathaway and Roberta's music, you know, even, you know, I remember George Benson and Aretha had a beautiful song together called Love All the Hurt Away. You know, Stevie Wonder and Whitney singing We Didn't Know together. I mean, you'd have these, you know, amazing talents that would sing together. I mean, now when you have duets, it's people like, you know, Chris Brown and Rihanna, not to take anything away from who they are, because they're great and exciting entertainment. But, you know, the duets these days seem like they're put together, you know, just for, you know, more for marketing purpose and hype building. But back then, it's like some of the, you know, the duets you'd hear, it's just, you'd hear these beautiful voices just molding and drenched with love. And you'd hear that, those voices. And I wanted to create a song that I thought that was, you know, with a contemporary artist, Letticy's a friend of mine and a great singer, that was a tribute to some of the beautiful duets that I heard as a child.
It was a very nice song. It's a very nice song. I like it. But just to tag on to what you were talking about, how they put things together just for marketing and all, you can't say it, and you're not saying it, but I'm going to say it, because I'm like that. The music that they're doing today does not compare. Does not compare to music that was made back in the... Like your music relates to people. The music today that's coming... I'm glad that you're current and that you're out there and you're still doing real songs. Because what they're coming out and they're putting out there in the market now is not real at all. You've got DJs. I got DJ friends of mine. They hate spinning the music of today. They do not like spinning it. It's, they're not even enjoying their work anymore.
Mm.
You know, and they're telling me this stuff. And I'm like, you know, I know how you feel. Gordon, my show is a short show. And my phone lines are up here. The producer's telling me there's a phone line. I'm going to take one call. That's all I can do.
Okay.
But I got some people who want to talk to you. And I can
not
only do one. Is that all right?
I understand. I hope we've done in what we haven't done in quantity. I hope we've done in quality.
Okay. Well, you know what? I want to segue. You got this song, If You Love Me. That's off the new CD. And I'm going to put that on, and then we're going to talk about that one. And but I'm going to take this call right now. Okay?
Absolutely.
Caller 808, you're on the line with Gordon Chambers and Norris Wiggins.
Hi. Hi, Norris, and hi, Gordon. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I really, really enjoyed that song, I Can't Love You If You Don't Love You. It's awesome. I love the lyrics, and even I also love the tempo of the song. I teach Chicago Steppin', and that tempo is just absolutely beautiful, and
go
definitely going to be playing that in my class.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to know, you're welcome, I'd like to know, where are you going to be performing around the D.C. area?
I'm working on my next D.C. show. It'll probably be at Blues Alley, where I usually play once or twice a year. My agent is working on getting me a date for the D.C. Market. So it may be top of next year. We're hoping to get a cancellation at Blues Alley before the end of the year, but if not, then it'll probably be early top of the next year. But the best way that people can know where I'm performing is if they visit my website, gordonchambers.com, and also if they join the website, because if you join the website, you know, you'll get email blasts about where my next shows will be. So it's gordonchambers.com. And the song that you heard that you loved, you know, for those who are listening in, they're also available on iTunes and on Amazon.com. But if you visit gordonchambers.com, you can just go to the links right there. So we do encourage all the listeners to visit the website and support the music that they've enjoyed on the air tonight.
Caller, I thank you very much for that call coming in. Gordon,
thank you.
Putting over, I can. We're going to squeeze one more, and then I got to go to the song. Okay, because I got, like, listen, I know you guys have comments, you want to talk, you want to say something. Not trying to be rude or anything like that, but, you know, the show isn't long. I don't do much calls, call-ins, or take calls of that nature, but just, you know, we do it every now and then. Today is just not a day we can really do it the way we want to do it, but I'm going to go ahead and take another one real quick. Here's one over here. This looks like Florida, 786, 786, you're on with us.
Hi, Gordon?
Yes.
Hi, yes, I really enjoyed listening to your song as well, and I know the other caller, she was asking when were you going to do your next show in Washington, D.C. area. I actually wanted to know if you were planning on, in the near future, doing a show in South Florida.
That's not on my schedule currently, but I would love to go on down there, so... You know, if you're in touch with promoters that you think would be interested in having me come down, you know, I've played in that market a couple of times, but I'm not as well politicked and networked in that part of the country as I would like to be. So, like I said, if you do know of promoters that you think would be interested in having me to come on down, please put them in touch with me. My booking number is 212-696-6774, even if it's for a private function.
Hold on one moment.
Sorry.
I don't think that you got that, Gordon. Hey,
okay, it's 21. My booking number is 21.
You gotta be ready. On when you on that
yeah.
Way it is radio, you gotta be ready.
That's the way it is. 212-696-6774, and it's also on the website.
Okay. Well, caller, I'll tell you, we'll give you that number a little bit later on.
Okay.
You didn't get it then. We'll repeat it again for you a little bit later on. Gordon, let's go ahead into this song.
Okay.
If You Love Me, why don't you go ahead and introduce that one for us?
If You Love Me, Say It. This is the very first song that I wrote that I ever heard on the radio, my first hit. And on every album that I do, I've done three solo albums. I always remake a song that I've written that's been a hit for other artists. And this is my rendition of Brownstone's If You Love Me, Say It. And I hope you enjoy it. The slightly slower, slightly more acoustic and organic, and sung from the heart, the way that I do all the music that I do. Enjoy.
I'm not looking for just an affair. I want a love that is based on the truth, not just there and you.
And I hope my pride is right now you decide
that you are not ready to settle down. But if you
want, then it's time that you start.
Then act like you're mine in the light and the dark if you love me. If you trust me, if you want me, and you need me, and if you love me, and if you trust me, if you think you want me, and you say you need me, you see your actions speak louder than your words, so don't you say the thing that I've already heard. I don't want your body without your sweet soul. It's only gonna come right in my life and go, and you will not. No, no, that you aren't ready to settle down. But if you want my heart, then act like you're mine. In the light and the dark, if you love me, baby, if you trust me, if you want.
Show it, baby.
We'll share. want to touch you, baby, and shine my love all around you, honey. And if you can, you gotta show it, baby. True love will shine.
If you love me, Gordon Chambers. We have him right here on That's the Way It Is Radio. Gordon, man, that was, I know the Brownstone version. You did it great justice.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
You know, they always say, I like the way Howard Hewitt says, the second time is always better than the first time. I mean, I ain't saying nothing wrong with Brownstone, but that seems to be what happens. So.
Thanks a lot.
So that's it. What's that I hear in the background?
Oh, that was my cell phone. An email was coming in.
Oh, okay, man. I thought you was back there making music or something. I'm like, wait,
hold
on. Well, Gordon, you know, on the show, man, I mean, it's been great having you with us.
Thank you.
Here today. I just wish I had a lot much more time. I am so behind schedule on it, but you know, this was a well spent time, man. I really enjoyed with you. For that caller out there again, let's leave her that number, that booking number. Hope she got her pencil and paper right now.
Okay, it's 212-696-6774, ladies and gentlemen. That's the booking number for me, for full concerts or private engagements. So, you know, please give me a call if you're interested in talking about having me come to your city, and we can dialogue about that, and it's been a pleasure. And like we said, the email is gordon@gordonchambers.com, and the website is gordonchambers.com, where you can buy the music. You can and you can just, you know, write to me and email me a question if you just want to say hello and we didn't get a chance to answer your question tonight on the air. I can do it online, and I look forward to hearing from all of you guys. And thank you for supporting not only my music but other independent soul music that are definitely keeping that flame of the real R&B alive.
That's it. And we're going to be looking for any more soundtracks from you, like that Set It Off, Missing You. I mean, that
yeah, actually,
that
there's a television show on TV1 right now called R&B Divas that Nikki from Brownstone and Faith Evans are in, and I just did a theme song from that TV show, which comes out on October 2nd. So look out for that on October 2nd. It's a song called Sister Friend from the R&B Divas project. So that is coming up very soon, actually, another soundtrack.
That's great. You know, Gordon, man, we hope you continue to make good music as you do, because if you ever stop, we will be missing you.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Keep on doing it, man. And, you know, we're going to be checking you out. I'm going to be looking for your concerts all over again. I'd like to see you back here in Washington, D.C. We're going to make it happen. You're going to have to bring you here myself. But
God bless
you
all.
You know,
take care.
You see what we do. Have a good one, Gordon. Thanks again for being with us on That's the Way It Is Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. That was him. That was the songwriter, the producer. His songs, he's made them. He's worked with the best because he is one of the best. Gordon Chambers. Look for him coming into your city very soon. He's making things happen 2014, 2013. We got a new election coming up here. A re-elected president, Obama, coming back into office, coming up this year in November. So, you want change? It's coming. Better government, it's coming. We've already put the wheels in motion when we started 4 years ago. Now we're going to go and complete it and finish it next 4 years. So y'all remember, go and get out there, get your votes, everybody vote. Talk to folks about voting, man. Tell them to vote. You know, if you want change, don't sit and complain. Go and vote. You got a man in office. Yeah, this is a man. Yes, he is a black man, but he is about humankind. That's what he's about. He's about change, good change, to bring for the world, because he's not the president of just black people. He's the president of the United States. Within the United States, we have so many different cultures. He is about all of that and bringing a betterment for us all, and it's about fairness. So go out and vote. Make sure that he can continue what he started. Let's give him a hand and help, not sitting on the sideline.
Again, I want to thank Gordon Chambers for being on the show with us today. Had a wonderful time with him. Talked about his past projects. Got a chance to hear about his current projects. And we just hope that brother keep on doing it and making that good music. That's right. Don't go away. Stay tuned. I mean, I got a funk-a-thon that's about to go on for you right here. Music, music, music that makes you feel good. That's the way it is right now.
They do not have to die, but they do.
25,000 children every day.
They die for reasons we can prevent.
Like not getting enough food or medicine.
Or clean, safe water to drink.
They do not have to die.
But they do.
25,000 children.
25,000 children.
25,000 children every day.
They die because they are young and vulnerable.
They die because through no fault of their own, they're poor.
They die because they suffer in the shadows.
Their pain unseen by the rest of the world.
They do not have to die.
They don't have to die.
But they do.
25,000 children.
25,000 children.
Every day.
My name is Joel Madden.
My name is Mia Farrow.
My name is Neil.
My name is Lawrence Fishburne, and I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
I believe.
Believe.
My name is Lucy Liu, and I believe that number should be zero. Believe in zero.
Join the effort. Visit IBelieveInZero.org.
Producer telling me I don't have time to play music on my show. I don't have time to play music on my show. I'd be doggone. You all like the music that we play. Well, listen, I know this is what you would have been hearing on That's the Way It Is Radio. I'm going to go through it right for you right now. Here's the music. I'm playing it. Today. Music today. I doubt it. I tell you, I got it all in. I got plenty more for you next week. We're going to be back again next week with That's Where It Is Radio. Hey, listen, y'all, I'm going to tell you, I love it. I love it. I love it. Remember, get out there and get your vote on because you got to make a difference this year. Got to make a difference. And remember, keep God first in your life. You heard Gordon refer to God. Talking about love, his inspiration comes from there. That's where all of us should keep our focus at, and inspiration should come from him. He is the light. He is the, we keep him in our lives. And when you think things are hard, well, let me say this. If you think you're having a bad day, try not having a day at all. Keep the faith. Believe in God. Let him work. And keep your head to the sky at all times.